Hello, everyone. This is Paige Hattie, the director of Mobius Connect. And today I am here with Oliver Pogmore of ABT Reliability. Oliver, how are you doing today?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Yourself?
Pretty well also, thank you. So let's go ahead and get started. Oliver, would you mind giving the audience a little bit of background about you and your work with ABT Reliability?
Yeah, sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Oliver Pogmore. I'm the sales director at the moment with ABT Reliability. And I just want to use this opportunity to hopefully, talk about a bit about one of our platforms that we use in our business to help our customers with reliability and condition monitoring, and that's Machine Sentry.
All right, beauty. We're looking forward to learning a little bit more about the Machine Sentry, Oliver. So can you tell us a little bit about the story behind the Machine Sentry and why that's so important to ABT?
Yeah, absolutely. So ABT in general has always been a condition monitoring service business, okay? You know, helping people, as I said at the start, with reliability. And we were doing that in a very traditional sense for a long time. So ABT Reliability, some of the people listening to this may be aware, we were owned by Shell, the large oil company. Obviously, most people know Shell. And we were their internal condition monitoring maintenance arm of engineers, you know, very much on the ground, collecting readings, analyzing this, and then, you know, working out what the best course of action is to correct anything that we find. And what basically happened is over time, we were doing more and more of this. We were growing in the UK to probably the largest CM, condition monitoring service provider in the UK. And we were providing all this information that we were collecting back to the customer in a very siloed way. And what I mean by that is we were going around sites collecting visual inspections. We were collecting vibration data and analyzing that and providing reports. We were doing oil sampling, again, collecting the data, providing reports in a separate system, in a separate way. Even things like thermal imaging we were doing, and again, alongside and providing it back in a separate silo to the customer, which was all well and good and what we had available to us over the years. And slowly what happened is we decided, you know, there's nothing really there pulling all these things together from a condition monitoring point of view into one system. And there became born Machine Sentry, which essentially is a web-hosted platform now that allows data to be collected via an application from the Google Play Store. And you know, all that information can be gathered in one place and then reported on and communicated throughout a customer in one place. So, you know, we're still able to do a lot of that traditional service work that we've, you know, grown so popular for, at least in the UK. And we're able to provide all that back to the customer in one place. And as hopefully we'll go on to, you know, further into the interview, that there's much more that comes from that and different ways that you can sort of utilize that and benefit from it, basically. But yeah, that's certainly the story behind what led ABT to actually create and own this quite wide-ranging platform.
Yeah, that's awesome, Oliver. So let's dive a little deeper, as you said. So there's a lot more to talk about here with this. Mm. So what other options are there using Machine Sentry?
Yeah, right. Okay. So this really, for me, this is really what shines for Machine Sentry. So I know I quickly alluded to it in my previous answer to that first question there, but it really is a flexible tool that you can use depending on what you have available to you. You know, if I'm a customer, I am running a plant, I have rotating equipment or static equipment that I need to capture data on and be able to report on that, you know. And really it's about the different ways that you can set up and use this platform to benefit you. The first example I would give is using the platform entirely on your own as a customer, running your own plant with your own engineers. You can essentially just buy the hardware. You know, you buy the hardware that you need that's appropriate for your site. You buy access to the software, and then you have the expertise and you can do everything. You can collect the information, you can analyze the information, you can analyze the vibration readings that we're getting in into the system, for example, and then you can go to the, you know, to the end and report on that and close that loop out of what work has been performed in the system. So really, you know, that is available somewhat globally from us and our partners, and you know, buy the hardware, run with it. You know, it's a great place to be in if you can do that. But not all customers are capable of that. You know, back to us being a large service provider, there's really, you know, a lot of scope for partners and ourselves to kind of, you know, meet in the middle and help out in a couple of different ways. So beyond using it entirely yourself, there's another side of that, which is where you can collect the data. Maybe you don't have the expertise to do the analysis or the employees to do the reporting. And that's where us or our partners can come in again. So, you know, a different way of using it. The end user collects the data and we support with our remote diagnostic center, which do all the analysis and reporting. And they are really high level vibration experts a lot of the time. And the customer, you know, they don't want to pay for that expert to be on site. Maybe they're too small, maybe, you know, it's not in their best interest to have those engineers, so we can, you know, do a lot of that. And then the complete opposite end of the coin to the first option there is the full on-site support. So what we've done for a very long time for a lot of customers, essentially, yes, we use the platform because it's the, you know, the best available technology for us to do our service role most effectively and efficiently. And we can do everything. So we'll come in, we'll visit site, our partners as well around the world will visit site, collect all the data, report on everything, and, you know, obviously analyze what they need to. So, you know, those sort of, you know, from one end to the other of how such a platform, such technology can be used, you know, independent of what the customer's needs are is really attractive.
Definitely so. So then, Oliver, you mentioned vibration analysis, which I know a lot of our listeners have a really big interest in. So how can that specifically be collected?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad you say that about your listeners and visitors to your sites as well, because, you know, for us, vibration analysis is really, it's quite predominant. You know, as you say, you know, a lot of people are interested in it for the right reasons. You know, the spread and range of where it can help and how is, you know, it's clear to a lot of people in our industry. So obviously it is a big part of Machine Sentry. So for us, it was important to get that bit right. There is, you know, we've worked hard and put a lot of time, research and development into getting this right and offering the right hardware and software capabilities. So again, almost on a sliding scale here, we have different options of how to collect vibration readings. We've got the very much traditional routine based data collection using a mobile sensor, Machine Sentry Mobile, MSM, it's in the name. And that's very much, you know, take a reading. Yes, it's triaxial. Yes, it's very fast. We've sort of estimated it's 5 times faster than what we used to use back in the day, you know, back to the story of where we started. You know, it's much, much faster than a lot of the systems that are out there for routine data collection. But it is very traditional. Take a reading, move on, and go on and collect your information like that. All that information is pushed back to the application, the app on a, like I say, from the Google Play Store on Android tablet, which is then uploaded to the cloud once you're back at an internet connection. So yeah, very traditional. We then go to the complete opposite end of that, which is online monitoring systems. So often for, you know, very, very critical bits of kit. Quite commonplace, you know, a lot of people hopefully listen to this would sit here and say, yeah, absolutely, you know, online monitoring systems, capturing VA, you know, is a fairly common thing for those critical bits of kit. And rightly so, you know, we have to have that system there that's capable of, you know, pulling up all the waterfalls, the orbit plots, phase or bow diagrams and shaft centerline diagrams. You know, you sort of want all that to be there for those critical pieces of kit. So, you know, again, that's an option that will feed into the Machine Sentry system. And the last one really is fixed sensors, and they're a real driver at the moment within our industry, I believe. You know, a lot of people, you know, will visit your site looking for, you know, the latest information on, you know, what's out there in this industrial Internet of Things world where sensors are, you know, automatically connected to and sending information, you know, to be acted on and analyzed, you know, and it's all very automatic. And that's what we've, you know, created most recently. You know, we sat there and said, okay, what's available for us? There weren't enough there in terms of hardware at the right price. So we decided, you know, we'll use our expertise from our group, which is, you know, a sort of product innovation expert within our group of businesses. So we really use those expertise to create and manufacture our own fixed sensor. And I see that as a halfway house between the mobile and the online system. It's certainly not at the price point of an online system. You know, you can't do that for every asset. It's just, you know, it just doesn't work. It's too expensive. Those systems are too advanced. What the fixed sensors come in is really, you know, collecting that periodic data on those semi-critical bits of kit. Maybe it's attaching fixed sensors to something that's hard to access, hard to reach. You know, you can't quite get in there. It's not easy. It's not safe. Well, okay, you know, fit a fixed sensor and that's how you would collect your data. And there's two ways of grabbing that data from these fixed sensors. You can just collect via Bluetooth as you're walking by, doing your normal routines anyway. You should be visiting those assets to do visual inspections because that's such an advantage to be able to do that, that you can just collect from these fixed sensors as you walk around. But if you need the information more frequently, you can use a gateway to have these sensors connected to the internet all the time. So yeah, as we said, you know, vibration analysis and vibration data capture is a big part of you know, of what we do and what we offer and what we want, you know, our customers to benefit from. And they're the sort of, yeah, three different ways that we can include vibration analysis into that platform.
That's perfect. So then let's switch gears a little bit, Oliver, and maybe talk a little bit more about the migration. So how does that process look if someone's coming over from another system?
Yeah. Okay. So this, you know, to be honest, it can be for a lot of systems, and you know, it can be a worry for a lot of our customers. You know, how long is this going to take? Is it a big job? Is it expensive? Obviously, as soon as it's taking any amount of time, because I think they're used to, you know, things. I don't know. I guess if you look at it as a, you know, looking back towards, you know, more old school technologies that we used to use back in the past, things like this, when you're including a lot of data transfer and there's a lot of information there that you want to capture, you know, it's, people have been burnt by it in the past and it has been difficult. But with Machine Sentry and with, you know, a lot of up and coming platforms, which, you know, I'm glad that other people are sort of, you know, getting to the similar point that we are as well. We've performed hundreds of these transitions over the years. Now we've been using Machine Sentry sort of over the last decade in some form or another, and it's often quite a simple procedure. It can be done over days, you know, not weeks. It can be done slowly at the pace of the customer, if you know, if the availability is not there on site. It can certainly be done, you know, almost at the click of a button. So it really depends on the current data set and how good that is, you know. If the data is not so good, we might decide to build from fresh using the old data as a guide. So we will just build in Machine Sentry. And the great thing about that is you can, you know, you put an electric motor in and obviously it takes the size and speeds and it automatically populates all the alarm levels from ISO standards into there. You can set statistical alarms to kick in after, you know, so many readings. So, you know, it really does sort of lend itself to building from fresh. So it's not a worry if it comes down to that. On the flip side, it can be very, very quick. We've had some instances of clients having very good data. I'm talking about hierarchy and asset data, component information, from serial numbers, to obviously the asset make and model numbers and things, and if we can get all that in a data table, when I say it's the click of a button, it really is. You know, there's a few things that we need to match up, and then we can import all that information in. So, it can be very, very quick to do, which, often at the surprise of some of our customers.
Hey, that's not a bad thing, Oliver. So that being said, what would you say are some of the biggest advantages from the engineering managers and then the engineers' perspective as well?
Yeah, okay. So this one for me, I mean, obviously you mentioned engineering managers and engineers there. You know, we really, for us being a reliability-focused business and you know, we're not a hardware business, we're not a software business, we're not interested in, you know, just providing those things to our customers. We're a reliability business, and the partners that we work with really appreciate and like that, and as do our customers, right? Because that's what we're all about. So I guess starting with the engineering manager side of things, you know, the person who makes a lot of decisions on site, of course, yeah, I mean, the job title may vary, but engineering managers in general, for us, it's all about sharing and accessing that data. The thing they see as the biggest advantage is being able to lay all that information out and have people act on it. The number of times our team has discussions where current data is it's not acted upon, it's forgotten about, it's seen as a chore, it is just too common. So collecting data, you know, on its own, it's just, you know, it's not going to get you anywhere. It all comes down to what you do with it. As soon as an engineering manager sees the top level of that, what that looks like for a whole site or for a whole zone on that site or for, you know, even a small area within one of those zones, the actions can be seen and you can see what needs to be done very clearly, you know, and that can be communicated through to everyone that has access to this, to the platform. So, you know, these cloud platforms and bringing information, you know, up to the forefront is really good to see within the industry, within our customers. And that is certainly what the engineering managers see as the biggest advantage there from our system and, you know, competitive systems alike, absolutely. From the engineers on the ground, it's only really slightly different from my point of view in speaking with many of those. They often, in the same aspect as the engineering manager, welcome the accessibility that it brings, their work that they're directly doing and inputting data into the system. They can see the results, you know, the fruits of their labor, if you will. They can see that happen, which is really good. You know, when you do a job, it's your job to do something. You want to see what comes of that. You just don't want to see it go to a dead end, which, you know, is the words that some of our customers have used. You know, I do this work and they don't listen, you know, so they really welcome the fact that, you know, it sort of forces everybody to see what's happening and see that data there. But on the second point for their engineers, it's often about simply making their job easier. So a big advantage for them is, look, you don't have to walk around with a laminated or not sheet of paper doing a visual inspection that's just going to be filed away somewhere in an old filing cabinet that's never going to be opened, you know, whether it's, you know, going to four different systems. So maybe some of them are online, but it's, you know, you don't have to access all those different systems. You've got your thermal imaging, your vibration analysis and vibration data capture, lubrication, oil analysis, just all there collected by an app that then puts it all onto a web platform. So for them, for those engineers on the ground, that's, you know, that's the advantage that they, you know, feed back to us, and certainly what buys them in the first place to, you know, giving it a trial and giving it a go to see what they can gain. So yeah.
Love it. It sounds super helpful for everyone across the board. So, Oliver, is there anything else that you wanted to add, or if any of our listeners have any more questions or are looking for more information, where I know they can comment below under this interview if they do have any questions, but is there a way for them to reach you directly?
Yeah, absolutely. You can either head straight to our global website, which is avtreliability.com. And we also have a specific website for the Machine Sentry platform that I mentioned. So that's www.machinesentry.com. And yeah, you can head straight there. You know, there's a lot of contact us. There's even the chat on there that people can get through. And, you know, I'll be on the end of that, and my team will be to make sure that we can get back to you. You know, any further questions, you know, who you need to speak to in your local area, we can get all that information together for you and pass it straight to you from that. Yeah, no problem.
Okay, lovely. Thank you, Oliver, so much for your time today. It was great getting to chat with you. Hopefully we can circle back and chat a little bit more, maybe about Machine Sentry, maybe about some other things that AVT has going on. But thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure. And yeah, hopefully speak to you again in the future. Thank you.